Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody, you know what this is. Oh, yeah. This is Friday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I am so happy to be here with all of you. Thank you for joining us. We've got our Facebookers who are watching us live stream on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. And we also have our blog talkers. We're coming to us from around the world. Thanks to all for being here with myself. And also Jimbo the Magnificent is also here. We will get to him in a momento. Please remember, we're using ordinary playing cards. You all right?
Last minute doggy hairs. I should have taken this off when I took a nap, but I did not.
We're using ordinary playing cards, so don't confuse the tarot with oracle cards or any of the other systems that are out there, okay? This is strictly ordinary playing cards. I also want to mention that I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of the callers this evening. It's my preference, really. Others have their own style, their own way of doing it. I prefer seeing basically the whole enchilada of your life, the whole nine yards. You decide which way you want to go. And that enables me to do so. So I am going to turn you over now to Jimbo, who's going to take you the rest of the way.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you, this show is for informational, educational purposes. Also want to remind you folks that are out there in radio and Facebook land, if you're international, let us know and we'll give you international shout-outs, like to Rachel in Australia. So far, she is our one and only international representative, but we sure the more shall come. Summertime on the Friday, sometimes we don't know if she, but it's not Friday where she is. It's Saturday morning where she is. So it's a whole different ballgame down there. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a method that says you can listen to the show while you wait. So that statement is true. I tested it. If you hear nothing at any time ever, you should always hear the show or music if you called early. But if you hear nothing, then you have to hang up and call again. Something went wrong.
Indeed.
Facebookers, we'll see what happens. We'll get to you a lot of times. If other forces of nature in the world don't intervene, we will do our best to get to you, but we just can't promise you when and where. Tonight is Friday, so it's Rebel card. So when you hear the Rebel yell, you must let the reading come to a conclusion for the night. You can call other shows. You can go on the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and figure out how to arrange a private reading or call an 800 read, all that other crap. There's other things you can do. But when you hear the Rebel yell, you got to just let it
end. Rebel yell.
Let it end, and then I shall give you a Rebel card reading for the road, a single card. Well, these cards, and the reason they're not angel cards, because there's no unicorns and little fat. So they're always kind of fat, those angels, when they show them playing harps and stuff like that, the old paintings. Because I guess that was back in the day, right? Women that were fat were considered
voluptuous.
Because they were from
and
wealth.
There's even another word, and I'm not thinking of it. But yes, that was sign of...
Sign they were well-to-do, you were well-off, you weren't scavenging out in the fields.
Right. Also, you didn't want to have a tan, because that made it look like,
you were out
in the field.
You were working out in the fields. So, yes. So anyway, Rebel cards, their message is still... Overall positive, they may get you there in a negative way, let's just say that. But it actually means...
It's just in your face. Some very humorous.
It's not one of the what do you call it, PC, politically correct type stuff that we're all supposed to follow today. Blah. So that is what it is. So yesterday, for you folks that were here, you must have noticed about halfway through the show, we went bye-bye. Now, some of the Facebook folks, because that phone doesn't need power. That's what we're broadcasting on the phone for Facebook. So it doesn't need power. It shifted over to the cell phone network because it didn't need internet. So those folks, it picked right up. Those folks that did come back when we had that problem, they got the word. But for you blog talkers that were wondering, we lost power. And just to, like, three houses here, yeah. This one little part of the neighborhood, the transformer, it didn't go like it normally goes. Normally when those things go, it's like a giant, large explosion. But this one just died quietly, apparently, and that took them.
Or they were nursing the old one along.
We don't know. But anyway, so we were without power for 4 hours, and it started getting a little uncomfortable in here because it was happening to be a heat spell coming through. So, but by 11:45, all was well. We were back on the road to righteousness. So.
To righteousness?
Righteousness, yes. All right. I think that, do you have anything else to add?
Yes, I actually do.
There you go. See, that's why we give her one more shot. Well, she could do it in the middle of the show.
Today is a very special day. It's the day that our very own Jimbo was born.
I was whelped.
58 years ago.
Whelped like a dog.
Yay for Jimbo.
Yeah. Hey.
We went to one of those Korean barbecue places
mm-hmm.
to celebrate. Wow. What did they call it again?
It was Korean barbecue.
No, the name, the...
Bulgogi.
Yeah. Oh, we went.
They had a lot of the meats marinated bulgogi.
Oh, my gosh. We were treated lavishly.
That's good shit.
Really, yeah.
That was great. I don't know that I need to eat meat for a while.
And the place was exquisite. It really was.
It's a cool place, yeah.
Yeah, and you cook your own. It's over a...
the gas burner in the middle of the table.
Yeah, it's like a grill.
That's a gas grill, yeah, in the middle of the table.
And they just take care of you.
Yeah, they take care of you.
You can eat all you want.
Yep, and it doesn't have to be meat. They'll bring you lots of other sides and stuff, too. They bring us a million little sides. They got some kimchi and... what was that? You like the pickled radishes you liked, right?
Yeah, white radishes. And
yeah.
They, as for selections, they also have... tripe, and what was the other thing with the little rings?
That was ribs.
No, the seafoody thing. Not squid. Maybe it was squid.
It was, they had squid. They had two different styles of squid.
Yeah. Oh, boy, though. So, anyway, it is Jimbo's day.
All righty, then.
I went to tell him there was going to be a parade at 3:00 this afternoon because I don't know what it was you wanted to do. And he kind of looked at me and then he got the joke.
No, I was basically saying
calamari. That's right.
Yeah, but they call it. I don't think it's prepared like calamari.
Yeah.
Because I love calamari.
Yeah.
It's all breaded and fried and stuff like that. It's really good. Calamari. I've had calamari steaks where it's big sliced steaks on a sandwich. It can be, if it's prepped right, it's great. They just had squid, which, you know, it is what it is. We didn't get it, so we don't know. Might
no,
have
but
good.
We got pork ribs.
Got everything.
That was cut the long way. I've never seen them done that way.
Yeah, I guess that's probably the best way for grilling like that.
Yeah, and they had ribeye.
They did have ribeye. We had
very tasty.
Different and lots of
chicken.
Lots of good garlic shrimp. We had a couple orders of those
right
on the grill. Very tasty. Yep.
And Owen, did we have a gorgeous waitress? I tell you what, those Korean women, some of them are just stunningly beautiful. So I get the feeling nobody...
Then ask them a shout out to Virgil in the UK. Thank you, Virgil, for the happy birthday. All righty.
I can't imagine anybody unattractive working in that. Maybe they're not allowed. I don't know.
We've only been there once.
Yeah.
And it was a lunch crowd.
We went
there like almost at 2. So,
looks
all
like we've got a slow going now.
It's okay. Let's get the show on the road. We can do what we can
all
do.
All right. Good to have you with us, Virgil and Rachel.
Yeah, 703. You're the first caller. Welcome, 703.
It's Andrea.
It is indeed.
Oh, Andrea, you don't know me.
Welcome back.
No. I talk about work trauma. The girl that didn't come back caused a lot of stuff, and whatever's going on with Donna, apparently she has, like, yelled at me and yelled at everybody else and snapping and taking out on me. So I complained to the manager that was in the office today, and then apparently she had a conversation with Donna. Donna said, no, I didn't yell at them. I was just being direct. I said, no, she wasn't. She literally yelled at us. So I don't know what's going to happen. I guess, like, the big boss, I told the big boss what was going on, and she's all talked to Donna. But I don't know if she's going to get, you know, reprimanded, or I don't know what's going to go on. But I just really can't work there anymore. I'm done.
Okay, well, who is Donna precisely?
Donna is the lead. She's, like, the lead. She does the surgical stuff, and she's the lead.
Okay.
And the office manager is on vacation, or she's either on vacation or surgery. She'll be gone for a little over a month.
Okay. What area? Are you in, like, medical records? Or
yeah, it's front desk, you know, checking patients in, checking them out, that kind of boring crap.
Well, and I bet that's a treat, too, when people have
to
come in and you know they don't want to be there.
Well, and probably going to be arguments about payments all the time, well, you know, co-pays and my insurance.
Some, yes. And one guy yell over a co-pay. But
yeah,
for the most
right.
part, they don't.
Yeah.
Well,
you seem very pleasant. Like, you would be good at that. You know, handling.
Yeah, but I'm just starting doing the same job over and over and over again. It's not even that. It's just the people that work there. This is why the turnover is what it is, because people are leaving
right.
because these two are just a-holes.
If it was probably a really good environment and friendly and fun even, she probably would stick around, with the, you know, right?
Yeah.
Made her
yeah,
feel good.
Yeah, so bad.
It
she would
always,
stick around.
It always struck me working within the medical, you know, profession or looking from the outside in, it always looks really oppressive. Like people that work there are not happy, you know, it's as if they were been beaten before they,
yeah,
you know.
Two new girls, Grace and Lily, they've been there maybe a month and it's some change. And Grace has not been to work over a week because she doesn't like the environment and she hasn't come back and she's supposed to come back. But and Lily, she's been there, like, say, Donna made her come in today at 7 o'clock to like 6 o'clock, and she just keeps throwing more, you know, do this, and she yells at her because she didn't have change to give a patient back change. I mean, why are you snapping at people? Whatever's going on, don't take it out on us.
Yeah, well, sounds like her life isn't peachy either, but still, she needs to come to work as a whole different persona, and she's not. So it's a shame, Andrea, because I remember when you they downsized your previous work, and this was
yeah.
a job. Yeah, and it's like you just can't win for losing. So
I know, left one toxic for another toxic. But I have an interview coming up on Tuesday, and I have the other one. Oh, the other one was really good, by the way, and I have another interview on Tuesday. But I don't know what's going to happen with Donna. I mean, I know, like, the big boss, her name is Courtney. I know that she knows what's going on in this office, and people leave because of these people. They don't do anything. They don't do anything with those two. Like, so I don't know what's going to happen with Donna. I don't know if she's going to get in trouble from Courtney or what's going to happen.
Well, boy, it sounds like quite a drama-filled.
It does indeed sound like a freaking soap opera.
Like a very, very bad
soap opera, not
like
a good one.
Bad episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Got it bad.
Yeah.
Got it bad.
Mm-hmm.
Hello,
Julie. Hello. Julie is here from the UK.
Is she from the UK?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to ask her a shout out to
Julie.
Julie.
I know.
Papa.
Well, let's take a look. Now, something good is coming for you. It's under Sure to Come True. I love that specific designation, and it's coming quickly. So, boy, oh, boy, if you don't get offered a really nice job, I will just be so disappointed in my cards and myself, because if these were my cards, I'd be thinking, oh, yay, it's coming, it's coming. It's breathing.
I would love for it to come while Sherry is on her little retreat, whatever she's doing, and I just give my resignation, and I come back, and she comes back, and I'm just gone. That would be the best
revenge
ever. You
know, that happened to me once when I worked in a hospital a long time ago. I quit. On a spur of the moment, I was sick of this guy breathing down my neck. I really hated when you're back in the day doing transcription. Now they have scribes. But back in the day, these doctors were pompous asses that would take their little cassettes, and we have like a little metal, like a little metal
basket bucket or something.
Bam! They would, and you're trying to type reports, and you all of a sudden hear the equivalent of, a very loud noise. I finally went to the supervisor. I said, I'm done. I'm not doing this. And anyway, I left. I did not give any notice. It wasn't required. And another girl, her boyfriend got killed in a motorcycle accident that very same weekend. So she didn't come in. And there was a third, and I'm not sure what happened with her, but that department was like, whew.
Good.
Wow.
Left with the newbies.
Yeah. Hey, doctors.
Like,
hey, docs.
Yeah.
Sit your ass down and tape up your own reports, there, bitches.
Oh yeah, no. Now it's different, but back then I wanted to take that little cassette and go, and just, brain them right in the head. But that is so rude. Somebody's working. Come on.
I'd have been tempted to type up some really screwed up reports. Not screw up the patient, but hi, this is Dr. Dipshit and stuff like that. Just type it up in the report.
Well, that'll get you to
keep if you're going to get fired, I wouldn't let it go out like that if I'm never going to work in the field again.
Well, then she threw me under the bus again, because at the end of the day, we have to print out our batch of money. And then one of the girls, she said to me, she texted me and said, did you take this check? I said, no. And she said, oh, Donna said it was yours. And then she's like, oh, I realized it was Donna's. I'm like, what is wrong with this girl? What is your problem with me? I've done nothing to you.
Yeah. I wonder what it is. I feel a sense of envy, and I don't know why.
You have to call her out on
it. Yeah, sometimes you ought to say.
Hey, what the hell's your problem with me?
Yeah.
What is it? Get it out in the open right now, bitch. Let's do this right now.
She's been yelling at us, and when she went to the bank, I said to the manager, she yelled at me. She goes, oh, no, I heard her yell at you. So she yelled at me. She goes, yeah, I heard it. And she's telling her that she didn't. She was just being direct. I said, no, you don't, that tone of voice. You don't talk to me that tone of voice.
You might have to start
phone on.
Talk right back to her in that tone of
voice.
Get
a recording.
Yeah. That's what my friend said, but I don't know when she's going to do it. So I can't record the whole day.
You probably.
No.
Anytime, maybe every time you see her coming, turn it on.
That's what she said, but she sits like two desks next to me, and Matt's supposed to really have our phones out there. Then we get in trouble for having the phone, so I can't really do that.
Just remember, there is a certain like chain of command, like in the military. The medical system is very similar, and as they say in the military, shit rolls downhill. So she's probably hearing it from somewhere else above her, and she's then passing it on to you guys. Shit rolls downhill.
I
told her that there's really great is coming up.
All right, that's good.
And
I
think your son is going to tell you soon that they're having a baby.
I know you told me.
Yeah. It's
having my baby.
It's very... bless you.
Well, she's in California for pretty much the whole month of this month, so I don't know how that's going to happen because she's in traveling... California. I think she comes back on the weekends, and she was going to be gone for pretty much this whole month. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, we'll have to see. And I've had some ladies. I went to a gynecologist / obstetrician and asked her for advice. And she said people that are trying to get pregnant shouldn't do it very often, sex. She said that... at most 1 to 2 times in a week. So if they're only doing it on the weekend, you know.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
He's maybe not firing any blanks.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Yeah, and if he wears loose boxer shorts, that's a plus. You know?
I don't know.
That's
I don't
a
know.
Yeah, well, still.
If there's no issue, you could have your shit wrapped up like a mummy and you could still get somebody pregnant.
But she could have,
you know?
She could be like me, too. I always said in the past, the man looks at me funny, my period was late. Because I conceived so easily. Ugh. It was such a burden.
Ugh.
Yeah, every time I turned around, say a name of birth control, I had a baby on it.
Oh, no.
I know one. You have not.
What?
Abstinence.
In the Army, I was abstinent.
And you didn't get pregnant.
Yes,
so
funny.
I fail then.
Well, anyways, she may be one that is easily, what do you call it?
I don't know. I didn't hear your sentence, so I can't finish it for you.
Easily knocked up, we'll say.
I
but for you, Andrea, you got good stuff coming right here. And this is another thing. It's under, like, what you don't expect.
Mm-hmm.
Right to Road to the Future professionally.
Oh, Rudy.
Something really good is coming for you. And that woman is coming through in your cards, too. She's having some, your boss, your supervisor, she's having a lot of, like, tragedy in her life. And she's having trouble parking her stress, you know, out on the curb. So I don't mean to feel sorry for her, because she should have enough professionalism. Yeah. What's abstinence? Rachel in Australia is asking. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right.
No relations.
That is the only 100% birth control.
That is the only one.
Only one in the
Grandma
only.
Always said, keep your knees crossed and your mind on Jesus.
You know, all the other ones that are not, they're all, even if they're really good ones, they're still a little bit less than 100%.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Deb, are we...
That's good, Andrea.
We come to a good conclusion.
Hang 10, it's coming. I know I keep saying that like a broken record. Something
I know.
Not even what a record is.
They haven't made it a little bit. People are kind of liking them a little bit. They're starting to make a
are
small
comeback. Are they coming back?
Remember, we saw them at Walmart.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. All
so,
right.
Yeah.
I just hope she gets reprimanded. That's all.
I do, too. And hopefully you do an exit interview. The only thing is that screws up that job as a reference. You
well,
know.
I've never used them for a reference anyway, so who cares?
Well, it might not screw it up. That it might not, because she explains it to people. Well, if she doesn't use it, then she doesn't use lots of it. All right,
I'm never
going to
tell my work there.
Your rebel card
that's
is.
That's right.
The subject of your rebel card is you are giving away your power. You're a badass. Act like it.
Oh, okay.
God damn it, you are.
That's right. Don't take no shit.
I am.
All right, let's see here.
Thank you.
Yes, you are most welcome. Most welcome. And
well, let you know what happens. The big boss comes on Tuesday. I'll let you know what happens.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah. We will. We know we do shows all the time. So you know where to find us. Good luck to you.
I do. Thank you.
The weekend has begun for us in the United States of America.
That's right. So take care. Better things are coming. I mean it. All right. And you did her card?
Yeah, we got a problem here, Houston.
No.
No, not that kind of problem.
What?
I'm going to post this in Facebook again.
What's the problem?
I believe our Teresa has called the wrong number. She's on hold on another show. So, Teresa, take note of the number I just put in.
Oh, no.
Because we're not talking to a guy, and your area code is not on our list. So I think it would have been hilarious if they would have picked up and started talking to you.
I wonder what their show would
be. Yeah, the show might have been, I don't know, like Women Who Love Zebras or some weird shit. You'd have been like, huh? Yeah. All right, but anyway, you got to that number. She mentioned it before, and I thought I should put that number in because we just did, what was our last show we did? Well, not the last show. Maybe the last show she called in or was maybe the News for the Soul. Maybe she called that number and they got something going on tonight.
Oh. Yeah, maybe it's trans.
So that was the problem. I wanted to straighten that out. I just want to let Teresa know that.
Transgender night over there.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, so I want to let Teresa know that you we're not on that number. At least you weren't. I didn't think you were. So let's see.
Here. Oh, she's saying our overview gives the wrong number. What's an overview?
Well, I am looking. I don't know if it's a Blog Talk thing. It didn't.
What is it? 515.
Yeah, a Blog Talk tells us the right number.
602. And then what?
9676. What are you talking about? I said it at the beginning of the show.
7.
Oh, does she mean the Facebook overview? Did you post the wrong number on Facebook?
I don't post the number. All I do is take the write-up from Blog Talk and move it to Facebook. They have a Facebook button.
She said among the number right now. She said from the chat. Well, I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. All I know is here's what I did. That's when I posted it right here.
Yeah, I'm looking. 9676. Yeah.
Well, no matter what.
What have you been drinking tonight, Teresa?
She says the live feed has an overview. That does. To me, you just said the thingamabobber is a jigamabig. I don't know what the live feed has an overview means. Feed on Facebook?
I guess when they come in here, I don't know.
I don't. That's what I don't know. I don't know. Remember, we never call in, so we don't know a lot of that stuff. We're on this end. So we are dumb about your end.
And I copy and paste the phone number.
So the live feed has an overview.
Yeah, like what we type in.
You're going to send a screenshot later? That'd be cool.
Yeah, do that.
Do that, yeah.
Do that.
You do that. All right. You do the voodoo that you do. All right, I got to sneeze again.
Oh, bless you. See, I told you, I think you're getting sick.
Deb literally gets sick twice a week. I think I'm getting sick. I'm getting sick. Oh, I think I'm getting sick. You know?
It is the wrong number.
I don't know what that is that you're looking at.
Oh, that's the thing. Remember, time for the Psychic Love Doctor show. It is the wrong number. It's got News for the Soul number. I don't know.
Where'd that come from?
When I put it up, I must have grabbed the wrong number.
Ah, so you did post that number.
And I don't think right. I can't.
Nah, that ship has sailed. Ship has sailed. Let it go.
I'm sorry.
Yep. Just for the future, for all you humans on this planet, on Earth, forever and ever and ever, there is only one day a week that number ever will only apply, and that'll be Monday. So if we post that on a Thursday or Friday, know it not to be true. It will not be. It will never, ever, 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 ever do a news for the soul on any other day of the week. So if we do post that, it's a boo-boo. Don't believe it. All right. Plus, you can go on Blog Talk, and you can go live shows, and you can scroll through the ones that are live and go in that way, too. So, but it's your call. Speaking of which, let's do this. 779, I believe that we have her now, do we not?
Who is that?
Hey.
Hi.
Hold on.
It is Teresa, so we got her.
I did get on. Yay.
Yeah. I figured that was her after we straightened that little snafu out, so we're good.
Yeah, I was wait a minute. This guy's talking about some crazy stuff. That doesn't sound like Deborah. I don't hear you. I'm like, something's going on.
I didn't get it until she said.
I'm a little special, okay?
Well, it wasn't your fault entirely. No, it was, and I didn't get it until she said some guy chatting. It's like, I bet she called the wrong number. So we're good, though. You're here.
I am here. So that's a good thing.
And an actual shout out to Jeanette in Canada. Thank you, and thank you for the birthday wishes. All right, go ahead. On to you.
Okay. So need more information about my new friend, Ed, the guy I'm seeing.
How's it going?
So, it's going well, very well.
Good.
Everything's been really good. We shared our first kiss. It was kind of funny, and it was really nice.
Funny.
And
How was it funny?
It was just because our interactions have been very, I don't know, lack of a better term, very tame. I don't know how to explain it. We're just friends. We're not at that level yet. We're feeling each other out.
You gotta be careful.
And
you might get stuck there.
You
know what? I
zone.
Think
you
this man is following your lead.
Well,
and if you're
and
taking,
I, yeah, and
in baby steps.
Correct.
He is too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's a little afraid of me.
But
that's okay.
If
fear is a good thing.
Well, you know,
fear is a good thing.
You know the third date rule, if it's still a rule.
There's no rules anymore. That's the rule. There are no rules.
Yeah, there's really no rules.
Everybody's doing it on the first date. Where's the mystery?
Or not.
Where's the...
Not everybody.
Yeah.
Don't say everybody. Don't say fuck. I don't want people to say
everybody. Yeah, not me. Not me.
Everybody's not doing anything. But, you can say a lot of people are, but never say everybody.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing it. I'm not.
Rachel in Australia, you just answered. She said, did you bump noses? Oh, was that what made it funny?
Yeah, was it one of those awkward nose bumping things, or what? That's what she was just curious. So that,
No, it wasn't awkward. It was very organic.
Organic,
no.
which sounds like orgasmic, but apparently
it was very natural. Like it wasn't forced. It wasn't he invites me over all the time to come swim in the pool, and I'm like, oh, you just want to see me in my bikini? That's ha 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 funny.
I'd say it. I want to see you out of the bikini. Bada bing, bada bing.
Well, but it's one of the ways to make sure that the girl that you're dating, doesn't have a ton of makeup on and you're not going to catfish her. And I said, look, my legs are hairy, but I actually shave my legs for him. So I'm like, I jump in the pool and we're hanging out. And I'm like, I shave my legs. I said, I shave my legs for you. I said, I don't do that just for anybody.
these guys want a Brazilian with that shaped leg too. I don't know.
He didn't care. He's like, I don't care if you have hairy legs. He says, but okay, that's nice that you shaved your legs. I appreciate it.
Whoa.
Was there any tongue?
I don't want no
Did you get some tongue?
I don't want no Planet of the Apes chick.
a little, but that was later. So, I went and hung out with him because, I can.
Yeah.
And he's always inviting me over because, when his son's not there, he's got nothing better to do. He's a singular bachelor man, and he's like, he calls, and he's like, you going to come over, hang out, let's swim in the pool, blah, 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 let's go play on the tractors. I'm like, cool, that's fine, when I can get over there, right? So I went over, we swam. We're very comfortable next to each other, together, in the same space. I feel very comfortable.
That's good.
So it's, very organic. It's like a hand in a glove that fits, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
So anyways, so I'm like, look, I got to get ready because I got to leave because I got to go to work. And, he's very, I want to say overly polite, which is great because I don't need a man that's just looking at me for my rockin' hot body and my awesomeness. So he's been super sweet and it's a turn on that a man is not panting and trying to be all handsy all over me. I don't know if makes sense.
How are you guys going to proceed? What do you want him to do?
When he gave me this very long extended hug, I kind of went back and I said, and I just gave him a kiss, and then we just kind of he doesn't touch me, which is great because I don't like being in the first dates and a man being all touchy. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because when they're all overly touchy, it's like all they want to do is go home and knock one out, and then you're just a notch on a bedpost, and they don't call you again, right?
But
I don't want that. That's not what I'm looking for.
When he gives you a nice, long hug, reach down and tweak his bun a little bit. One of his buns.
I did. I did that, and I gave him a kiss. And then all of a sudden his kid calls. And I'm like, I got to go. But we got really kind of handsy with each other, and I really didn't want to leave, and I gave him a bunch of kisses, and he kept having to put his phone on mute so his kid didn't hear us doing whatever. It was really cute.
I said,
well, I guess, because we're taking it slow because there is a kid involved. I don't want to be that person, right? And I just looked at him. I said, your kid's here for 10 days, so there's no PDA, no public displays of affection when this kid is around. Right.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Sure. Because why get
that but it
kid
just
care for you and then you're out of the picture? It's not right.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah. Don't let that kid, you're right.
It's not the appropriate time for the kid to see that. Right.
Right, because he just literally, our first date was when he finalized his divorce. Like, he was in court that morning. It was finalized. Yeah. Everything was done. That same Friday, the Friday, I think that was like a Tuesday, on that Friday, the ex-wife came over and got the rest of the stuff that she wanted out of the house. And you know what I mean? So, like, this is all new to him. This is new to me. But we're, like, very organic together. But I want to know what the cards say because,
These cards have
he's, like, really, really sweet. And, like, he's, like, hinting that I should be staying over. And I'm, like, I think that's a little too much. Do you know what I mean?
Well, remember,
you should be taking your showers here. And I said, yeah, but I need to go home and take care of things at home.
The thing is, remember, he starved for affection. People going through a divorce, you know, there's a lot of a hurt there. And
But I just want to make sure that he's just not picking me because I'm the one giving him attention.
No, I would say looking at what I'm holding up, or the camera is about as good as it gets. All right. I want to know, how's this guy feeling about you? I should have told Andrea, this is under what will surprise you. And that was her landing a really great job. But anyway, for you, this is under.
She's listening. Andrea's listening.
Okay, so that was for you. It's going to surprise you how good it's going to be, all right? And for you, Teresa, wow, I'm telling you. This man is literally pinning hopes and wishes to you. He the highest love card is involved here. He is falling fast for you.
Okay.
Okay, now there's another pile that if you were learning this, and you did start to learn it, the designations were, the one next to it is called to the wish or to the query. And what we've got here is he is really wondering if you've got other boyfriends.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a common thread with him. He's very insecure. Because he makes comments like, here's the comments. Here's his comments. And he doesn't think he's good enough because he's like, you know, I dated a girl like kind of like you. She was, you know, big, tall, muscular girl. And she told me that I was too scrawny. Mm. And I'm like, yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
doesn't bother me. He's like, he makes little comments like that, and I'm like, it doesn't bother me. I'm old enough now that I don't need to chase the muscle-bound, big, giant hunks, do you know what I mean, to be happy, right? I'm smart enough to know that when there's a good man in my presence, that there's a good man.
Yeah, and the bodybuilding types, the ones that are, you know what I mean, with the big guns for arms and... You know what? They're so into themselves that they don't even have room to care for a woman. You know,
This guy has gone to counseling because he had to go to counseling for the divorce because of the kid and all sorts of stuff. So I think that's really good because he kind of now is old enough to realize that, you know, that mistakes were made. Yes. And, you know, he's divorced. I mean, this is his second divorce. You know what I mean? And I just looked at him and said, I'm not going to marry you. There's no marriage. Like, don't worry about marriage because I'm not doing that. I said, it's not smart at people at our age. It's just dumb. I said, I'm not looking for marriage. I'm just looking for the last dude I have to put up with. And who can put up with my crazy. So, but there's another element to all of this.
Okay.
And I don't know how to explain it. So I have my best friend, John, who's the older gentleman who's like 74 this year, right?
Yeah.
And he is like my best friend. He has leached onto me, and that story is like forever long to explain. But he's a friend. But he now lives up here, and he's part of our family. Mm-hmm. And he lives with my sister and brother-in-law because he's the one that got the kidney cancer. He just had it cut out and all this other stuff. But he literally is like a best friend to me lack of a better term, sugar daddy. But it's not like that. Like, there's no anything. It's just he's my friend. And when, you know, we became friends and he saw the situation I was in with my best friend, Mary, and trying to go and, you know, be with her and move the horses around and do horse stuff. He's like, man, she's crazy. And so I don't know what I did to this man, but whatever. He's in love with me, but I've tried to explain to him. I said, we are only friends, and that's all it's ever going to be. So, you know, but now me getting this boyfriend, I have a fear that the minute that, you know, I announce that I have a boyfriend, because nobody in my family knows I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I'm keeping it under the DL, the down low.
Okay.
I don't know how he's going to react when I tell him.
Oh.
Because it will take, because usually he has the truck and the horse trailer, and he takes me and my horse all over the place, and I don't know how the new boyfriend's going to take it when I explain to him the situation, that this is just a friend, but it's complicated because there's no sexual anything with him. It's just we're, like, really good friends. And but now I'm seeing this guy, and I'm really into him, but I don't know how to explain it and, like, make it known
okay.
that it's kind
I
of
wonder,
drama city.
Bless you. I wonder if the older gentleman that you are speaking of, I'm wondering if he's trying to buy your love, if he's trying to stay close to you by helping you, which these are like strings attached. I don't know.
Correct. And I really feel like that's how it is. And I fear that the minute I say to him that I have a boyfriend, right, he's
yeah.
going to be crushed and, you know, want to run away or disappear or whatever.
But
it's so complicated.
You haven't let him on, and his feelings are not your responsibility. He's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
But you
now,
may lose man. All of that, you know, the benefits. And we
right.
shouldn't be calculating like that anyways. Women, as women, we tend
no.
to do that a little bit. But
you
as
know,
for the
because...
other guy, I worry he's a Klingon.
You got to watch out for those Klingons.
Yeah, where he's going to be hard to handle because he's trying to set up boundaries where you would say, hey, is the other guy's name John? Did you say his name was John?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You might say, hey, John and I are going to go da-da-da-da-da, and he might pitch a fit. Like, why are you going off with this John? Is he a boyfriend too? You know, because
right.
those
Ooh.
Insecure types.
You said comma too. Who's the other one?
Meaning himself.
But she never claimed that they were.
Well, just saying that the boyfriend, Ed, so insecure.
Friend, not boyfriend. Well, I know what you mean. Okay.
He's right here.
Friend that happens to be a boy.
No. Ed is the future
boyfriend.
Slash
yeah.
boyfriend, like the one that I want to have. He's in my age range. He's everything I'm looking for. But the problem is I know that the minute I say something to my friend John,
yeah,
you know, who lives here and is part of our
yeah.
family, is going to lose his shit.
Yeah. Well, I see.
But
that
he knows that I'm on dating sites, and he knows all this stuff, and he relies on me heavily, and he's going through the health scares because, you know, he had the
yeah.
bad cancer. It was type 4. And they're mm-hmm. thinking, you know, they wanted him to do these 17 weeks of cancer treatments, and he declined it. And I said, you know, make sure that you're doing this stuff because you want to do it, not because I said to do it. I said, I wouldn't do the 17 weeks of treatments. There's no true benefit to it, but that's my decision, not your decision. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just have this feeling
yeah.
he's going to lose his mind when I tell
no,
him
no,
that.
It's not what I'm seeing here.
Well,
I see him, and he is...
Sassy.
Oh, that's
Go
your
ahead.
Dog?
Deb is kind of sassy.
Yes.
He is... thinking, well, the man is very codependent, and he is not, he's going to actually step up with the giving to keep you, it's like he's going to be in a horse race with the boyfriend, with how much he can do for you. So,
but I don't want that, I want them to just, you know, and I don't want Ed to be threatened by my friend John, you know, and I've kept it very quiet. Nobody knows I'm dating this guy or seeing this guy. Nobody knows anything. And I told that to him. I said, look, I said, I'm not telling anybody we're in a relationship because it's just too early in a relationship for me. Because this is what happens. I start seeing a guy, and then a month goes by, and then he decides that he's going to ghost me or whatever reason, and I'm not interested in that, right?
Right.
And I said, you know, you're not going to meet my family right away because, you know, the minute you meet my family, that means it's serious. That's how I feel.
Well,
so
yes, that
I,
is, that's what that step is intended to be. Serious.
Right. So,
okay.
Yeah, and I'm just like.
Yeah. Well, I think here's
I
what
just don't
I.
Want, I don't want to hurt feelings, okay. And I don't want to lose friendships over it, and I'm just trying to be as kind.
What I did, when I got involved with Daryl, you remember him, you knew him.
Yeah.
I told him at the very beginning, Jim is my best friend. You have to accept him, or I can't go further with you. And,
right.
And he always did, and Daryl always showed Jim respect. He called Jim his little brother. So
right.
A brother from another mother.
Yeah, they may actually be able to get along from what I see here. And you
I just, but
go.
I also worry about the green-eyed demon showing its ugly head.
The green-eyed demon, I don't know
yeah,
what that is.
Yeah, that's the jealousy.
Jealousy. Oh,
why the hell would I know that?
Come on, get up to speed here.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't know any demons had green eyes. I thought they typically were all red-eyed bastards.
You know what I mean? Because I have been nothing but upfront, and I've been myself with the new guy, Ed.
The one who's going to be jealous is Ed. Ed, that's what worries me. He's so in love with you. I mean,
hold on.
He would marry you next month if he was divorced in time. Even though he thinks of himself as a two-time loser, but it's not true. You know, the world is full of multiple
losers. The world
marriages.
Is full of losers. Yes. Yes, indeed.
That's the one that I would be worried about. And we can't get too deep into this because, well, I got to get on to the others. But I really think that when you feel ready and comfortable that Ed is your boyfriend, I have a feeling you two are going to be consummating that relationship real soon.
Which is interesting.
And it's good.
Well, I think it's not going to happen for 10 days because he's out of he's got the kid there, so that ain't happening. So
no, but when he doesn't,
right
there, and that's going to tell a story too. What if he's a lousy lover? You know, I don't know if you can. Fix
I worry
that.
About that because he's made remarks, and I'm like, oh great.
And what if his pencil is too small? I don't know how else to put it.
You know what? You shouldn't worry
about
it.
Oh, my God. But he has a lot of the things that I'm looking for, though. You know what I mean?
What happens if he's got a vagina in there, too? Let's find all the things we can fucking worry about right now instead of just focusing on
right, thanks. But you know what? He gives me everything else that I need, which is communication, blah, 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 blah. So I'm just going to go forward, but I'm not going to... I'm going to cross that bridge when I get there.
John is not going to be a problem. He needs your family. And that guy needed to complete his cancer treatment because otherwise he's not looking to live too terribly long.
This is in the cards.
Yeah.
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 Like how long? If he doesn't get the cancer treatment.
I can't really put a finger on that
right
now.
She's not nailing
that. Okay, I'm coming.
Yes.
That's what they all say.
All right. I got to go, guys.
Hey, call us tomorrow night if you can.
Okay, will do. Love you.
All right,
bye. Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Rock on.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
I will give her
I don't know
post.
Why he wasn't on.
How are you going to do that?
I'll just give her. She can maybe catch the show if she cares or whatever. The subject of her robocard is, well, I'll do the, officially.
Yeah.
It says, you're the shit. Don't forget it.
Oh, she needed to hear that.
Well, she had to go, but maybe she...
I will text it to her.
Blog talk.
I've known this girl a real long time.
She really gives a shit, so she'll look for the replay on blog talk, a Facebook post, holiday hubby. All right. Let's see. International shout out to Suzanne, who is in the land of the Scots.
And Julie, you just said a mouthful. Absolutely. If the chemistry isn't there, forget it. And that I would have gotten from the kiss.
Your kiss is on my list.
Yes, the kiss says everything.
Now, sometimes the first one isn't necessarily the kiss.
You're right, because sometimes you have to teach somebody.
Sometimes the first teach. Here's this fucking teaching shit.
Well, you know what? Some guys think their tongue is like a blender.
And you
that
know what?
Is not good kissing.
Only women are perfect. All men are imperfect, and only women are perfect. So they are the only teachers no men can ever teach.
We practice.
None whatsoever. None.
In high school,
zero.
We practice on fruit. We use apples and oranges.
Yep, that's
maybe
it.
Maybe a little banana.
That is the perfect sex. They can never be taught anything.
We
they
kiss
are the teachers.
Walls, doors.
Oh, we're, that's oh, then that's good. That's a good thing on
we're
your kissing
practicing.
Resume. What's, why are you such a good kisser? Well, I've kissed doors and walls. Ah, well, then surely you should teach this.
I'm just saying, we have hormones, too.
Okay, but doesn't make you always the teacher.
And we do, Rachel, she's saying it. We kiss better than the boys. They don't know how. And if they run around with all these sluts, of course they don't know what a quality kiss is. I don't want a blender in my mouth or somebody tickling my tonsils. It's got to be seductive and sexy. You know, make you want more. She said it softly, softly. Yes.
You know what?
What?
Flip the fucking coin. Maybe you better make that guy want something, too, or he can bolt and replace your ass in a heartbeat.
You don't kiss good enough.
And he goes, well, you know what? You don't do a lot of shit good enough either, so I can move on, too.
You, I've seen you kiss, and you are great. You
I have nothing to...
There's no complaints with
I'm
him.
I'm just saying, though, the way that you have all these little standards, it's like, you know what?
No, so, we don't want you dribbling down our throat,
yeah,
either.
Well, guess what? A guy might have some damn standards, too, so don't act all high and mighty like you're the goddamn Pope.
Listen, it's just...
That's all I'm saying.
Just like oral sex.
It's a two-way street.
We may have to teach you how to touch us. Some of us are not vibrator girls. We don't need this heavy. No. Some of us want more like the soft kiss. It's, you know, we got to be careful because I don't want to get a citation from Blog Talk. But I think you
Blog
all know.
Blog Talk doesn't Big Brother like Facebook.
We women kind of guide you. That's what you guys have ears for. Here we go. Dr. Deborah Ruth. Yeah. Yes, and it is a two-way thing, Julie. I think we have a lot of sexy women with us tonight that know what they're doing. Yeah. And, you know, maybe a young man's first experience should be with an older woman. Who can, you know, I don't know why you are so insulted.
I am. Who the fuck are you to say we're the teachers? Who are you? Women in general. Who do you think I will teach this man something? Maybe the man's like, screw you. I'll teach you something there, bitch. I mean, what is this? I will teach you how to do the right things. Like, I've been around the block a few times there, Tootsie Pop. So don't tell me you're teaching me squat.
There are sometimes we want our hair pulled, but not all the time.
You know what? Maybe we'll pull your hair and bang your head off the headboard a few times, give you a fucking surprise. We want this. We want that. What about what we want? You don't give two shits.
Oh,
all you've talked about here for the last 10 minutes, we want this. We want this. We want this. We want this.
Because I wanted to know about her kiss, and it started off from there.
Just saying, listen to this. We want, we want, we want, we want.
Have you had a lousy female kisser? That you were like, whoa, I got to fix you.
Or you can use that mouth can do other things.
Yeah, I think we know where you're going.
I'm just saying. Jesus Christ.
Well, you know what?
It's like, I am woman, I am goddess. You know what? You're not the only game in town there, Chickalonia, just to let you know. So don't act like you're the princess of all princesses. Right?
Rachel? I am impressed. Listen to this. She says, I am so naughty. I bopped.
On the skinny bop.
At an 18-year-old when she was 40.
Okay.
And that was probably the best sex he ever had. Daryl had an older woman. He was 15. And he was doing work around the house for a divorcee. Oh, no, a widow. Who lived on the next farm. She was 36, 37. She taught him everything he knew. So.
Of course, because that's all you women are. You're the teachers.
Well, why don't you let us? You might enjoy that, being taught.
Or maybe sometimes you could fucking learn something, too. No, right?
Anytime you get so mad.
Anytime a person on this planet thinks they can never learn something, that's a fucked up person. When you think, I know everything. Nobody can teach me a thing. Yeah. You obviously don't.
Do you even like women?
No, I'm just talking in general, that attitude. We teach. We'll show. We teach. Like, yeah, you know what? When you think you're so freaking perfect that nobody can show you anything, you better step back and analyze yourself. That's all I'm saying.
I personally think you and likely Virgil don't like women very much.
If we didn't like women, we'd be out chasing freaking hairy guy butts.
I think.
All right?
Not necessarily.
Very simple. Very simple. I don't like Brussels sprouts. I don't eat them. If I didn't like women, I wouldn't eat them. It'd be very simple.
Otherwise, you two are scared of women, is what I think. So you.
Oh, that's right, because you're the teachers. You guys know everything, so you can analyze this, right? Everything. They know everything.
Rachel, I love you.
Virgil, Jim needs a man. I don't. That's what I'm saying. If I, you say, you might hate women. Well, I don't hate women. I just think they're not as high as mighty as they think they are.
Don't like.
I didn't say that.
And I think that the sex act for you guys is to overpower us. Not in rape.
That's what that is,
but
basically.
It's like you're going to take what you want and then just sort of leave us by the wayside.
No. It's just you don't need to have this high and mighty, like, attitude is all I'm saying. Don't act like you're the most precious thing on this planet when I can sneeze and bump into another vagina down the street. Don't act like you're the only frickin' game in town. Oh, being a little humble. Try some humbleness. Be humble. There's no humility to say, well, we have to teach them. Oh, yes, you do, Professor Vagina. You have to teach us. Teach shit.
I don't know why you want to take that to qualification away from me.
Because it's wrong. What?
In the Army, I was the sex training NCO.
Oh, because that's an
self-appointed.
That's an official thing.
They would gather at my bed after lights out. Seriously. They wanted to know how to do it and do it well.
Yeah. Excuse me. What do I do in my vagina, Deborah? I don't know what to do. Well, here I will tell you, young woman. That is where the penis goes. Because they couldn't have figured it out without you.
It wasn't like that. They wanted technique. They wanted to know.
Oh, it should be erect first. That's an important thing to know.
They said, do we give oral sex the way they do in porn movies? I said, hell no. Those women are just doing it to get money and get the hell out of there. I said, no, you got to do it like that organ is the most. Well, it's like I passed on to some of you, a really cute comedian lady.
You remember?
I said, you got to make it seem like that's all you want to do.
I just remember also,
pretend
too,
you're a man. What would you like? All right.
And, you know, the person that should be asking would be a guy, not the chick that doesn't have the equipment.
Well,
anyway,
do you think we should continue with the show?
Well, we continued 15 minutes ago. Is it okay? Do you want to teach me to continue? Because I don't know how, because you know everything. Women, not you, like Debbie, you the women. Because guys don't know shit. We have to be taught everything. Can I continue? Show me how to continue, because I've never continued before.
You entertain me.
There you go. See, yeah. Yes, Queen Deborah. Yes, indeed. All right, we're going area code 520. Well, I'll click it again.
Julie, you're hilarious.
520, Lisa.
Oh, my
hey, God.
Rescue me.
Yeah. This is mutual rescue.
All right.
I was just thinking, the planets must be lined up.
Because?
I guess
what?
Because of the hilarity.
Well, because you have Jimbo, you two are sweet talking each other there. And,
yes, we are. Goddamn right, almost like Valentine's fucking day. Go ahead.
And I had a whole scenario drama.
Oh, no, what happened? What happened?
Well, like you guys say, it's every 2 to 3 days or whatever. So
it is.
We went early this morning. We were planning. I had a doctor's appointment to say whether it was yay or nay on the surgery. And it was nay, but it was early in the morning. Early. I'm talking early. So then we had a lift because I'm the only one with the car. And
yep.
I'm fine with that. And, so one of the things on the list was to get haircuts for my grandchild and him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd taken him, the neighbor, to a place once before but he had a different hairdresser that time. And this hairdresser, she wasn't like, what do you call those things that work in Playboy? She wasn't a Playboy bunny, but, you know, she was cutting
like a
his hair.
Or like a Hooters girl?
No.
Hooters.
She wasn't even, no, uh-uh. But she was.
Or was she like a
swamp
screen or something? I mean, did she have a cigarette?
No.
Okay.
But
I don't know what she's wearing. I don't know what kind of person she's talking
she
about.
She wasn't like drop dead gorgeous or like, oh my God, you know, I'm just forgetting myself here. No, she wasn't that. And I don't know. It could be like what Deb said, that he doesn't know how to behave because he's been with men. Who knows? But I moved my seat so I wouldn't have to listen, but it was a small place. And my grandson got another chair to get his hair cut. And so I could hear them, unfortunately. I wish I wasn't there listening. And my neighbor, oh, well, he was asking her, well, you know how people, the stylist will ask you questions just to fill in the time? So eventually he started saying, well, how do you spend your time? And then she started telling him, you know, oh, I raise something with horses, and I have a lot of kids. I'm very busy. But I didn't hear her mention a significant other. And she's from Las Vegas, she said. And then he said, oh, well, I'm from back east. And then she said, well, how do you spend your time? And he said, oh, I just watch the clock. I just watch time go by.
That isn't very nice.
And
that's
so then,
weird.
Like,
yeah.
Like I'm nothing. I'm nobody, right? And I'm
that's
sitting
weird,
right
that
there.
Was,
so then,
that was
so
a,
then,
yeah.
So then he says, oh, I write poetry. And he said, well, here, I've got a poem for you. And I don't remember hearing it. Maybe he did tell me a poem. And at the end, she said, oh, I like it. Well, it talks about love, and it talks about how when you're with a you're a bum, you should still love, and you should go for broke, and love. And they ended it, and then she came around the counter to take his money, and she said, well, do you ever go to this gym to work out? He said, no.
Yeah.
And she says, oh, well, you should. And he just looked at her. And then he looked over at me. And then he came over and sat next to me. And I was talking to this other guy. I started talking. But then he horns in on my conversation with the guy I was talking with. Then we got out to the car. And I said, very calmly, I said to him, I said, can you tell me that poem again, please? And he told me. And I said, oh, I've never heard that poem. He said, oh, yeah, I wrote that a long time ago. And I said, oh, you pulled it out of your ass? And then, which was the tip-off, that I'm pissed. And then I calmly said, you know what? I'm not taking any more pain pills. I'm not taking anything. I think I can do the driving myself from now on. He said, oh, okay. Well, I don't want to be in your way. And I said, yeah, that's right. Okay. And so it was kind of forced conversation between us. And then we got back, and he was trying to be really nice.
Yeah.
What do the cards say, Deb? Was he taken with a hairdresser? I don't know what the heck is going on.
We couldn't get to you last night because we went to blackout here.
Yeah, were you on hold when we crashed?
Yes.
It's okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have...
Tell the story again.
Yeah, I got perfectly beautiful weather, no reason for anything to happen. Power just kicked off. So I thought, well, maybe heat wave, a little bit of an overload now. Some power company came out, looked at our telephone pole, made some phone calls, and left. And then they brought a massive, big crew of 2 to 3 trucks. Apparently, our transformer on the pole decided to go to transformer heaven. And it didn't go in style when they blow up, because then you know when they blow.
Boom!
Yeah, when they blow it, it's like 15 shotguns going
it
off.
It is.
One. But no, this one just died in quiet peace, like it was suffering from cancer for a long time.
So we didn't get it back till 11:40.
It was almost exactly 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yep. But anyway.
All right.
That was the deal. That's why.
But some
of the Facebookers didn't. Some of the Facebookers.
They hung on.
Because the cell phone has a battery. The cell phones automatically went to its normal network. It's LG whatever network. So we came back on Facebook. Not really great. So the Facebookers did hear why, because we pitched about it. But yeah.
Well, okay, I'm going
to
look at your
card. All
right,
back to the real deal. This is Lisa's reading.
Do you remember a couple of days ago I said there was going to be another incident? You know, not tooting my horn, but I did. And you went, oh, no. Maybe it was in our private session.
Oh, I think because she referenced it. She referenced you seeing that and me saying, well, basically the pattern is every 2 to 3 days. And she referenced that. At least minimum of once a week, there's going to be something. Sometimes it's been twice in 1 week.
I think what he did with the hairdresser was really inappropriate myself. What? They were flirting right in front of you.
But it's still where are they are
and
like
you know
not
what?
Defined amongst themselves. Either,
yes,
though.
This is the thing that happened when we walked in. We walked into the shop.
Yeah,
when we walked into the shop, the woman asked, "Are you guys together? Or is it just you and your grandson?" He spoke up. The neighbor said, "No, we're together."
Okay.
We walked in together. It doesn't mean that like we're a happy family together. When you say
could
that
could have been
someone.
Your brother.
If you walk into a restaurant with some people and you say we're together, it doesn't mean like, well, that's the girl I'm hanging.
Especially if he's engaging with her like that and answering and responding. Yeah. I've got a poem for you, and then he talks all about love.
Okay, well, you are not going to believe what I'm going to tell you. Remember, I told you all many times that I've learned over the years that if you see crazy in the cards, go with crazy, because it's most likely going to be 100% the truth. You want to know what these cards? Here you are. You're here. Excuse me. The cards are saying he wanted you to join in with this repartee that was going on.
What?
Let's say a normal couple, a husband and a wife, would, maybe boyfriend, girlfriend, long term.
Would what?
Would be the three of them would have been talking. And as he was flirting, I don't know, it's hard to explain. Maybe somebody out there can figure out what I'm trying to say.
What are you trying to say?
He's not my territory, though. You know, he's
but
not.
But that's what he wanted.
I mean,
he wanted to, instigate a very, not sexy, but a flirtatious discussion.
Well, you guys actually don't have any territorial.
Excuse me.
You guys, I think the problem is, but I don't card you. You guys have never established any kind of territorial claims. You made a couple little agreements here and there. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. But it's not official territory stuff. So if he flirts, he shouldn't do it. And it'll piss you off.
And,
he's technically not doing anything wrong.
And then
he's not. Go ahead.
He ain't doing it.
This is the other thing that he did. There was a man that, because I was in the hospital setting for my follow-up, and the man greeted me, and I didn't remember him. And he was so kind to me when he greeted me this morning, and he pushed me out because, you know, format protocol in a wheelchair, and so he's pushing me out, and I'm being very friendly to the man. The man was not good looking, but he was so sweet. He was so sweet, and so I wear my car keys on my bra strap. I know it's a funny thing, so I don't lose them, and so. When So when my neighbor was trying to he lunged for my bra strap, my neighbor, and was taking the car keys off my bra strap as I was talking to the man. That was prior to the hair cutting place. Remember when we went to that party and he screams at me across the party, says, as I was leaving, he says, hey, when you're done, make sure you come back for me or something. I mean, he does that crap like he's the astronaut putting the flag on the moon.
Or he's an alpha dog pissing his ownership around you.
But then he doesn't really, he just wants the ownership. He doesn't really want to really earn it. He doesn't want to earn it. He just wants to have it.
That's who this guy, there's a man here attached to what we wanted to know.
Is it a mighty good man?
He's a good guy. That
mighty
was,
good man.
He wasn't interested in Lisa. He was doing his job. Your neighbor got jealous. Jealous.
And I was shocked because he was just a harmless, sweet man. He was very friendly.
He needs to go lay on the couch and talk to somebody.
Well, and
that neighbor guy, he's fucked up in the head.
He does not feel he did anything wrong.
Of course not,
because
he's fucking cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
And he really wanted you to participate. He wants you to loosen up and, you know, get into conversations like this. You just chose, you didn't want to. God, what's wrong with me?
Deb is, I think, right now choking on her word.
Shut up.
I could do a Wordheimlich. I think she's going to work it out on her own. Yeah.
So, did you guys part in anger?
No, he was kissing my ass, and I just kind of slammed the door in his face, gently, nicely.
This needs to be a sitcom. I tell you what, it would make a
I took off for 4 or 5 hours with my grandson. We went to the library and hung out, and because normally we're joined at the hip, my neighbor and I, and you know, we drive together. But and I said from now on, when we were leaving that hairdresser shop, I said from now on, I'm doing the driving. I don't need your help on this anymore.
Did he know where all of this was coming from? Could he tell where you were?
Because we were driving down the road when we first left the shop, and I said, I said it very calmly and sweetly. I said, can you tell me that poem, please? And he did. It was all about love, 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 go for broke on love. And then I said, oh, I don't remember hearing that poem. I said, did you pull it out of your ass? And he didn't say anything, and then it was really quiet between us. And that's when I said, you know what? I said, I'm fine. I said, I don't need any more help driving. I'll do the driving myself. I don't need your help anymore. I said it very calmly. And nice.
But you know what? You should be glad at least it was a very romantic poem instead of There Once Was a Girl from Nantucket.
That's right.
I don't think you'd have liked that.
Right, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
and we could go to Dirty Limericks here, but we're not going to go to Dirty Limericks. But yeah.
Is it about the magic wand? Couldn't find his home?
That one? No, it's about... How did it go?
There's a million different versions.
Oh, there are.
Once you say the word Nantucket, you can make all sorts of words that rhyme with it. Fuck it, suck it. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, the next lyric could be all sorts of things left to the imagination.
And I bet Virgil knows them all too.
Nah, I'm just saying,
you know.
There's a million of them out there.
You two are cut from the same cloth.
I just believe, I have a feeling that the grandson thinks you both are batshit crazy, is what I think. kids are not as naive and as dumb as you think they are. I think they watch them and they go, God, these are two whack jobs, I think the kid is thinking.
Or she might be enjoying it as a...
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, it's not obviously not a traumatic thing, but he's probably thinking, like, these two are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. They are freaking out there. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Grandma is lost a few marbles, and her neighbor doesn't have all the knives in the drawer. Yeah.
So, Deb, how is this going to pan out?
Yeah.
I mean, he has no clue. The neighbor has no clue that this was a critical offense on me.
That's his defense.
You know.
Nor does he care.
No, let me just say.
That's his defense for
everything. I've noticed men that have some deficits. Okay, now here around the office and everything, I've made some changes. And I've said, well, to Jim, when he'll come in, I say, what do you think? And he'll say, about what? And, you know, he has no comprehension. They don't pick up on, we went and analyzed everything. We analyzed, why did he wear that shirt? You know, or why is he this or that? We do that. And he didn't get it.
And that's why they have bars.
For what?
So he's not
men don't have to hold
the
right all the way after work. They can decompress before they have to deal with it.
He doesn't connect the dots that I said, oh, you pulled it out of your ass. And then we were both really quiet after that. And then I said, I don't need you helping me drive anymore.
And I think she was just doing what they do, like bartenders. You know, they're looking for a tip.
Oh, I don't blame her. You know what? I never blame the woman. Never.
She didn't give him her number. She was just being nice and just, you know, being personable, you know, that's all. And, you know, is this guy allowed to mass murder children and puppies and be allowed to say, because he doesn't know better? Why is that always
no,
an excuse for this
no.
guy? Every single thing he does is he doesn't know better. I'm going to tell it to a judge. Why'd you run over those that parade of kids?
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know better.
When a man and a woman, or, you know, two people, could be two women, two men, when they come together, they're learning about each other. And as soon as you start, you know, remember, in the beginning, everybody's on their best behavior.
Yep,
you're wearing
absolutely.
Your best underwear, for
they're...
God's sake. And you know what? She's trying to, Lisa's trying to learn about him. He needs to put in the same effort. He seems at times very self-absorbed.
You're right. You're right.
And that's, yeah. And he should have, I thought it was inappropriate, but I would have made a joke. I'd have said, like, yeah, when you paid for your haircut, did you get a phone number so you can get a blow job later? See, the demons are getting even with me. But I would have done something like that.
She is once again choking on words.
Stop it. What?
Is he into this woman?
Oh, hell no. Farming to make you jealous in a sense that
what?
He wanted you to join in. It's complicated. He wanted to see if you would join in the conversation. What? Yeah, with this woman. Banter. Or like bar banter.
Oh, yeah. Every time I've ever flirted with a woman, I always wanted like a potential girlfriend or a girlfriend to jump in. That's why I did it. Come on. I was sure hoping that my girlfriend here would jump in.
I said I got to go. It's crazy. You made him jealous with the hospital orderly.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
He doesn't want any other men around her.
Why?
And that's why at the party he yelled.
Why?
So when you're ready to go, make sure you come get me.
You know what? If you haven't closed the deal, then you got to shut the fuck up. If the other guy's going to talk to her and you haven't closed the deal, you got to suck it up, buttercup.
She's open, what would you call it, open.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes, if you don't seal the deal and nail it and consummate and then officialize it.
Open season. Yeah.
Then there's only so many things you can say, and otherwise you got to shut up, dude.
Are you having dinner tonight?
Well, that's
with
a two-way street. She has to shut up.
Hell no! I'm so pissed. I am so pissed. I am not having dinner ever again. Hey Deb, do you see this working out between us or no? Is it a dead end?
Wait, time it out. Because she just said something that is going to be untrue forever.
What?
She just said, we're never having dinner ever again. We know that's the bullshit right there. We're never, ever having dinner ever again. I'm quoting that. I am quoting that. I am writing that down. Let it be said. Let it be written. They're going to have dinner within 2 to 3 days. They are going to have their... They're going to have their dinner in 2 to 3 days. And she just said, we're never having dinner ever again.
The thing is, he wanted you to participate in some way. But he really wanted to make you jealous. He got even with you for the orderly or whatever it
got. How does that work?
Jealous people, it's hard
a
to
guy,
understand.
A guy pushed you out in the wheelchair because that's his freaking job.
Yeah, but he was being nice to her.
Oh, he should have said, I hate your guts, you bitch, as he pushed her out.
So imagine now the neighbor's going like this in her shirt.
The neighbor's a dumbass.
He's
first
grabbing
of all,
her keys.
First of all, A... The subject of the matter, apparently, Deb thinks has the mind of a 7-year-old. I think he's from another planet and has never met women before. Because that shouldn't have pissed him off. And if he really was committed to her, he wouldn't have done what he did. And if he did what he did, he's playing around. He didn't want her to find that shit out.
That's right.
Yeah, he didn't want her to overhear all that shit.
See, I disagree from what the cards are showing.
Oh, I don't have cards. All I got is testicles and years of experience. That's all I got, right? I got those things, and they have served me well for 58 years today.
You know what? It's a
they
small
have served me
room.
Well.
Everybody could hear each other breathe. It was so small. There was nothing that could be missed. Nothing. Nothing.
You could have picked up the conversation and got some intel. You could have said to her, gee, isn't that a lovely poem? Do you have a significant other? And she might say, yeah, I do, or no, I don't, or whatever she'd say. She might say, I'm a lesbian. Well, that will shut him up in a hurry if he was that.
That was actually for a little joke that Virgil typed.
Oh, well, tell us.
No, I'm not going to tell you.
That's like having gum and not sharing with everybody.
Why in the hell would you share? Oh, you mean like have more?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like the gum that was in their mouth.
No.
So
we were taught.
Is this?
You guys, Shirley wants to talk to you anyway, and I'll work with these folks. Okay?
No,
you got to keep them separated.
Are we like at a fork in the road and the door is shut? No,
no.
Return?
No. You're hurt. But he's feeling triumphant because he showed that what he did was body language. He reached into your shirt to let the guy know, I can do this. You can't, but I can. Now,
what a fuckhead.
I'm getting this from the card.
Well, I don't know. That's what he did, and he was a fuckhead.
Well, he's a fuckhead. You know, and I could see that kind of shit happening. Like if I brought some dude home, I could see him doing something shitty. That's what I'm worried about. I don't want him to puncture my tires.
I think that after, when your grandson leaves, you should have a fake bang session at home. You should pretend that you brought a guy home, play a tape recording of a movie, maybe shake the bed up against the wall just to stir the pot and see what happens. Later and go, oh my God, harder, Bob, harder.
And prank him right back. I would do it.
Yeah.
You bet I would.
And then say, why are you upset there, Billy Bob there? What's pissing you off?
No, this is not the end. In fact, if you were to go and say to him, what are we having for dinner tonight, he'd be right in there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Of course.
Every 2 to 3 days. Every 2 to 3 days. That is the average. I hate him. I want love him. 2 to 3 days.
Well, I'm right up here. See, this is the current situation. Lisa, your knee-jerk response is to say, I hate living there. I'm not going to stay there. And there it is. Look at that. Disappointment, unhappiness over the home and because of the neighbor.
Well, right there. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, don't it? Yeah. That's Lisa's thought.
Right now. Like you said, when people call up and they're emotional,
yeah,
that's the reading.
Oh, it
get,
carries
right?
over through the cards, yeah.
Because,
you know, actually,
their emotions, right?
Yeah.
I wish so, I had never gone to the hairdresser with him. I don't want to go anyplace with him. I don't like being with him. I would rather be by myself. Going to bars by myself, going to whatever event by myself. Why should I ever go with him? He just pisses the fuck out of me all the time.
Or do you do it to yourself, honey?
Oh, yes. He pisses you off all the time. But,
are men that wouldn't do that. There are men. I've been with men. They don't do that crap.
They don't, but you're in love with this guy. So you can bail.
You have chosen poorly.
Poorly, yes. Like in, was that the crystal skull?
That was skull? It was the crystal, yeah, Indiana Jones and the crystal skull, and they were talking to the, I think it was
Deb.
Yeah.
Hey,
Will
Deb.
Will he ever change? Or no, there's no hope.
Once again, gently point out to him that if you're going to flirt with your hairdresser, tell him. You need to make it like a discussion of the three of you, include you.
Yeah, because that is the perfect thing. When you flirt with somebody, let me bring in the girl and the boy over here, because that's the way I flirt. That's how I get my flirt on.
I got to tell you. Yeah.
Come on over here, woman. This will help me flirt.
Long before Gerald passed away, he loved going to the hairdresser with me because I'd be there for a couple of hours. Getting my, you know, gray taken care of, and they would come. He loved the hairdressers. He was goofing around with them, talking sexy. They would sit on his lap.
I've never seen that ever. They would sit on his lap.
Lauren did all.
They would grind on him, and they would put their boobs in his face.
You know what he liked?
They were looking for, and they would get on the pole.
He liked that they had big boobies, and he liked them rubbed up against him. and I didn't have no big boobies. So, and they loved having them there. So you got to decide what, where's the line I'm getting jealous.
you know where the line is? This is the line. He can go do his thing, and I'll do my thing, and the twain should never meet. We should never go anywhere together, period, because it always sets me off. I don't want to see him with other people flirting.
We'll see what the flavor of the conversation is on Monday, because that'll be 2 to 3 days away.
No, I think by tomorrow they're going to be made up.
I'm just saying.
No.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's your pattern, the two of you.
Well, it is a pattern. It's a pattern that is set in stone. There's repetition. You could set, one can set one's watch by it if they so desire.
Who are you, like King Richard?
Now? I am the king of some kind of somewhere in some land where they kind of a shitty English accent, because I'm not good at it.
No, you'll make up. I see it right here. But if you don't somehow mention it in a gentle, non-attacking way, he'll be receptive to learning.
Learning, here we go.
What do you think of this? I'm just going to say, I'd rather you get your haircuts on your own, because then you can interact the way you want to interact, and I don't have to be witnessing the flirtation going on, because it really bothers me. That's what I'll say.
Okay,
how about that?
I think that's terrific. But bear in mind, he wasn't asking her, do you have a Brazilian in your pants? Or are you, you know, what would you call it?
Typical flirtation doesn't involve
graphic sex. He was
sex.
Asking her how she spent time. And then he picked out of all his repertoire of poems, he picked out the one about love. You should always love. You should go broke loving. Love, 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 love. I never heard so much love from him.
You know what? I think that is awesome. I really think that this whole thing is going to be something both
so
will look back. I know, love, 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 love.
That was hilarious.
She sounded like, what was her name?
She's pissed off.
Rosanna Dana.
Well, that, no, she was just funny as shit. Right? She's pissed off. That is for sure. Make no doubt that woman is pissed.
I think you'll be fine.
I think,
and you know what?
I have that.
Yeah. For him to say he just marks time, that was a slap at you, and I don't like that. Yeah.
I think when he made that comment, he was not thinking of anybody else except her and him.
And see, I bought a lot of food because I don't want to go to restaurants, and I'm a home cook. And he kept saying, when we got here and he's unloading the groceries, he said, why'd you buy those? I said, I'm a home cook. I said, you eat out. He says, I don't eat out because we've been eating together. And he says, well, I have to put some of this in my fridge, don't I? And I thought for a moment, yeah, because I have to fucking see you again if you're going to put that stuff in your refrigerator.
Oh, if only you said some of the things you thought.
You need to make...
Shit, we gotta go.
You need to make him tater tot casserole.
No, that didn't work out last time. We could try it again. You know what?
Try it again.
It's actually in a few months. It'll be the anniversary, year anniversary of that.
Oh, it will.
All right, Elisa, we must depart.
Elisa, call us tomorrow.
I love you both.
We're down to the minute mark. Holy good shit. We got to rock and we got to roll. This is to the Blog Talkers, Facebookers.
Yeah.
We're not cutting you off just a second.
Hang tight.
Stand by. All right, Deb.
To Lawrence Welk.
Aha.
All right, here we go.
We shall do so.
I'll be the